Today we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. We are holding on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. We are at the Mishnah on Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Mi Sheba Baderech. If someone comes on the road on one of the days of Sukkot, V'lo Haya B'yado Lulav Litol, and he didn't have with him while he was traveling, he didn't have a Dalad Minim. So the Halacha is the Sheikanis Lebeso. When he goes into his house and their Lulav is there, he has to take the Lulav right away. And even if he came home and he was starving, he was hungry, so he started to eat his meal. No, Yitol Al Shulchano. Stop your meal in the middle of the meal and take your Lulav. That has to come first. Not only that, lo natal shachris, if a person did not take his lulav in the morning and he forgot throughout the rest of the day, and you know the whole day went by, yitol ben arbayim, he should take the lulav even ben arbayim in the afternoon. Shekol hayom kashal lulav. Even though the chachila, we try to do zrizim makdim the mitzvahs, and the best time to do a mitzvah is in the morning, but the whole day is kasha for natilas lulav, so he should take his lulav as soon as he remembers. So says the Gemara Amrit, we said that if you did not take lulav before the meal, not al shulchano, that you take it even in the middle of the meal, the memra de mafsik, that makes it sound like you stop your meal to take lulav. But Rumini, I'll ask you a stira. We have a Mishnah in Shabbos and Daf Tes that seems to imply the opposite, because the halach is you're not supposed to eat before you daven mincha. But nevertheless, the Mishnah says, im ischilu ein mafsikin. If you started your meal, you don't have to stop. So even a mitzvah that has to be done before the meal, you don't have to stop your meal if you fail to do it before the meal. You could be mekayim the mitzvah after the meal. So why in our Mishnah, when it comes to lulav, do you stop the meal in the middle? So I'm going to suffer lo kasha. No, there's no problem over here. There's no contradiction over here. If you're able to be mekayim the mitzvah after the meal, certainly go ahead, finish your meal, be mekayim the mitzvah later. But ha di'ikushos b'yom, the Mishnah in Shabbos is talking about where there's going to be time after the meal to still daven mincha. So good, finish your meal, you'll daven mincha afterwards. But ha di'ikushos b'yom, our Mishnah here in Sukkah is when there won't be time after the meal to do the mitzvah. So the only way to do the mitzvah would be to stop in the middle of the meal. Amar Rava Mai Kushya. Rava says, I have a different understanding over here. What's the stira between the Mishnais? Dilma Hadar Raisa Hadar Abanan. The stira doesn't even get off the ground. When we talk about mitzvah of lulav, we're talking about a dindar Raisa. That's why you have to stop your meal in the middle of the meal. But when we talk about davening mincha is only dindar Abanan. So you don't have to stop in order to fulfill a din midar Abanan. Because, you know, in that same Mishnah in Shabbos, it says that we stop in order to say Kriya Shema, but we don't stop for tefillah. And what's the difference between Kriya Shema and tefillah? Tefillah is only drabbanan. Kriya Shema is a daraisa. So same over here. Lulav is a daraisa, and that's why you would have to stop your meal. So that's why Rava says, no, that couldn't have even been the kasha, because then the kasha doesn't even get off the ground. Ela amar Rava, I kasha ha kasha. If you want to ask a kasha, where Rav Safra has to give this kind of answer of a distinction between if there's still time or not still time, so then the kasha should have been as follows. L'kshi yikonis lebeso notlo al shulchan. In the Reisha of our Mishnah, it says that the guy, when he comes home, even if he eats first, he should stop in the middle of the meal to take lulav. Alma de mafsik makes it sound like he stops for lulav. Vahadartani, and then it says in the same Mishnah about lulav, not about tefillah, not in the same Mishnah about lulav. Lo natal shachris yitol ben arbayim, that if you didn't take it in the morning, you take it in the afternoon. Alma lo mafsik makes it sound like you don't have to stop your meal. You could wait till the afternoon. Some Rav Safra lo kasha. And that's where Rav Safra says it's not a kasha. The seif of the Mishnah that says you could wait and take it in the afternoon is the ikushos b'yom, that there's still going to be time to take it later in the day if you don't take it in the morning. But ha, the ratio of the Mishnah that says you got to stop your meal, the ikushos b'yom, is talking about where there's not going to be any more time during the day. Now the Gemara asks, wait a second, Amar Rav Zera, my kushya, why would that even be a kasha from the Reisha and the Seifa? Dilma mitzvah la'afsuke, and ilo pasuk yitol ben arbayim, shekol hayom kasha lulav. Maybe our mission is not a stira at all. Maybe even in the middle of your meal you're supposed to stop because we're afraid you might forget, you might become negligent, you might, you know, not take lulav. And the Seifa is saying, v'ilo pasuk, that if you didn't do the right thing, you didn't stop in the middle of the meal, so then what do you do? Is it farfallen? It's all lost? You have no way to salvage the situation? No, Yitl ben Arbayim. At least take it when you remember Shekol Yom Kasher Lulav, because strictly speaking, the whole day is kosher for the mitzvah of Lulav, and that's why Rabbi Zeira doesn't think the kasher was what Rava thought the kasher was. Ella Amar Rabbi Zeira La Olam Kedabrin Meikara. You have to say that the real kasher was the stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechah Shabbos. With the kasher Hadar Raisa Hadar Abaman, I Rava, you had a problem that this isn't a kasher to begin with. Because lulav is a daraisa and tefillah is only drabanan, so you got to stop your meal for a daraisa, but not for a drabanan. Hacha biyom tov sheni, drabanan. No, you think we're talking about the mitzvah of lulav daraisa? Well, our Mishnah must be talking about cholamoid, which is the second day of it, and on an Aviantiv, where lulav is only going to be midrabanan. So, that's what we're talking about. And in Mela, we have a real stira, because in the Mishnah and Shabbos, we're talking about davening mincha, which is a drabanan, and you don't have to stop what you're doing to daven mincha. And over here, we're talking about taking lulav and yom tov sheni, which is a drabanan, and apparently you do have to stop your meal. Dekanami, and the raya that our Mishnah must be talking about the second day of Yontif, which is Rabbanan, meaning Cholamoid, Midukhtani, Misha Babaderach, in the other Lulav. The Mishnah sets up the case that you were traveling, and that's why you hadn't taken Lulav yet. If we were talking about the first day of Yontif, it wouldn't be possible to say that the guy was traveling, because that would be usher to do on the first day of Yontif. So let's get a main point over here. Main point number one, if there won't be time later in the day, you have to stop a meal to take lulav, even on Yom Tov Sheni Derabanan. Right? That's how it turns out. Even on Yom Tov Sheni Midrabanan, you would have to stop your meal to take lulav, provided that there's not going to be time later to do the mitzvah. Good. Now the Mishnah goes on. There's the minhag to read halal in the times of the Mishnah was the way they would do it is one person would say the halal, everyone else would listen and would be yotzei their chiyuv. So Mishnah discusses using that model. Misha ye'evedo isha katan makronoso. Let's say a person has a woman, an eved or a child, read the halal for him. Since they're not chayiv in kriyas halal because it's a mitzvah shazman grama, so neven and isha are pater for minhag, katan is not chayiv in it because he's not chayiv in anything, and the rule generally is that anyone who's not mechuyiv bedavar is not able to be motzi other people their chiyuv. So onachrein mashehin omrim. So you can't just listen and be yotze; you have to repeat after them each word that they say. V'tavalo mi'ira. But the truth is, such a person who has to rely on his wife, his child, his eved to read the halal for him, he should really be cursed, because he didn't learn to say halal properly, that he needs such people to help him out. That really does not reflect very well on him at all. So im haya gadol makroso, but if you had another adult male reading the halal for you, ona achrav haluluka, then you just have to answer haluluka, but the majority of the halal you don't say word for word, you just listen. Makom shnagu lichpal yichpal. Those psukim that we repeat during halal, that the minig is to repeat, so you should repeat those psukim. Livshot, those psukim that we say only once, yifshot, you say only once. Livarich, yivarich. Those places that have a minhag to say a bracha after halal, so you say a bracha. Hakol k'minhag ha-medina. Everything should follow the minhag of where you are. So you just follow all the minhagim and how to say halal. Now says Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, be'emes amru. We have a clear halacha that ben mevarich la'aviv, that a child who's chayiv in birchas hamazon only on a drabanan level, can be motzi his father in his chayiv of birchas hamazon, even if the father does not repeat the words and he's just listening to Shomei Kohona. The Eved Mevarech L'Rabba. An Eved could bench to be Motzi his master. The Isha Mevareches L'Ba'ala. A woman could bench to be Motzi her husband. But the Chachamim say that a person should be cursed if his wife and his children say brachas for him. So in order to understand what the Gemara is about to say, it's important to get a little bit of background. When the Nevi'im were Mesakein to say Hallel, they were Mesakein that one person would read, everyone else would listen and answer Halleluka on each paragraph. In the beginning of the Prakim, they would also say the Rashi Prakim themselves. The reason they were Mesakein this way was because everyone's Chayiv in Kriyas HaHallel, but not everyone knows how to say Hallel. They weren't able to say it on their own. And therefore, they made a Takana to say it in this way. They also made a Takana that even people who do know how to say Hallel, who are Bekiyim, can be Yotzei in this way. But if a person wants to be Yotzei Yischiv by the reading of a Katan, he can't be Yotzei Yischiv just by listening. That the Takana won't work for. He can't just listen to the Katan and just be Oner Rashi Prakim, because the Katan himself is not Chayiv. And the rule is, anyone who's not Mechiv B'davar cannot be Motzi others. So you have to answer you have to actually repeat every single word. They also are Mesakein that a person who doesn't know how to read or how to respond to Halleluka is Yotzei just by listening alone. So now, time passed, and the Klal Yisrael in general became better educated. They became expert in reading Hallel, and they didn't need all of these takanos. So the Chacham changed the minhag, and they were Mesakein that everyone reads Hallel to themselves, and no one relies on the Shliach Tzibur. But since they wanted to remember the original takanos, that you're allowed to, if you need to, be Samech on the Shliach Tzibur and be Yotzei with him by answering the Halleluka, the Rashi Prakim, so they made a Zecher to those takanos so that they shouldn't be forgotten. So along those lines, Amar Rava. Rava says as follows, Hilchus Gevirsa Ikal Mashma Mimin Haga De Halela. There are from the minhag that we're knowing in how we say Hallel in the shuls, we can learn a lot of halachos that about Hallel. That even though we don't read it the same way, but we can learn what their minhag was from the way we actually do read it. Hu Omer Halleluka. Vehin omrim Halleluka, because our minhag is that the makri first says Halleluka, and then those who hear and are quiet and listen, they repeat Halleluka. Then the makri waits for them. Mikan shemitzvah lanos Halleluka. We see that even Bekiyim, who say Hallel on their own, should repeat Halleluka. We could also learn Hu Omer Hallelu Avdei Hashem. The Makri says Hallelu Avdei Hashem, and those who are listening, Vehein Omrim Halleluka, don't repeat it. They just say Halleluka. Mikan Shem Hayigadol Makro. So Ona Achrav Halleluka. That if a Gadol is reading for you, then it's good enough to just say Halleluka. Hu Omer Hodu Hashem. Hein Omrim Hodu Hashem. The Makri says Hodu Hashem, and everyone repeats. From here we see that if you want to be Yotzei Yechiyev by the reading of the Chazan, you can't be Yotzei Yechiyev by just saying Halleluka and everything, but rather, when he gets to the beginning of each parak, you're supposed to be Oner Rashi Prakim. So we too, that we don't need to rely on him, because we know how to, when we do read Hallel by ourselves, nevertheless we maintain this minhag so that we don't forget the original Takana, and even someone who's not a Baki in how to say Hallel on his own does so in order to be Yotzei his chiyuv. So maybe we'll stop there. That's, I guess, a good stopping point. I'm already well into Amud Beis, but let's just do, I guess, another main point over here. So main point on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, when a child or a woman reads, you have to repeat every word, and it doesn't reflect well on you. When a man reads, you just have to answer, Halleluka. And then, yeah, we're right in the middle of six halachos. We're going to learn about Halleluka, about Hallel. I guess we should read one more line. It barnami, Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, mitzvah lanos Rashi Prakim. Now, Rav Chanan bar Rava says that it's a mitzvah to answer the Rashi Prakim. So we did the first three of six different halachos learned from the Minhagei Hallel. So I guess we'll go over that again tomorrow when we do Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Beis.